The HDXT AfriCast is sponsored by Neotel, South Africa's first converged communications network operator. Neotel, inspiring possibilities.
So I'm Adam Oxford, and I'm here with the HTXT AfriCast, and I'm joined by Sherry Bitting,
yes.
From Social Media Week, which kicks off next week in Johannesburg. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you. And you?
I'm great, great. Thanks for having me.
Fantastic. Why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about what Social Media Week is, where it's been, and why it's here?
Sure. Social Media Week is a global event. It started in 2009 in New York City through a company by the name of CrowdCentric. Over the past 6 years, it's grown tremendously to over 20 cities around the world, where you have twice a year a series of various formatted conversations happening around social media and technology and how it's impacting society and business and culture and how it's really kind of impacting our day-to-day lives. So the idea is that you have simultaneous conversations happening in some of the world's top cities. There are tons of opportunities for collaborations across cities, but also great opportunities for local companies, businesses, individuals to collaborate and exchange ideas as well.
And are you very focused on that sort of the business and commercial and marketing side of social media, or are you looking at sort of other effects and that it has as well?
It's definitely a combination of both, and I think that's what makes Social Media Week so much more different from your traditional conference, where you go into a room and you sit and you hear business talk back to back, and maybe there's a lunch break, and maybe you can stop and get water in between, and there's a reception at the end. While yes, we will have quite a number of conversations around how technology is impacting business, whether they're large corporates or there's, you know, startups and SMEs. We also have quite a number of conversations around, you know, sort of how technology is being used within the creative space as well, for musicians, for artists, from sort of a society perspective. We have quite a few talks on just women and female representations through digital as well, that has nothing to do with business per se, but it's quite an interesting conversation to be had. So the conversations can be quite broad. We've been doing quite a bit on the literary world and how sort of technology is changing the way that people read and engage with books and stories, and how authors are actually using technology to launch, you know, their actual stories in different and more innovative ways as well. So it really is quite different. And like a couple of people have actually asked, well, who's your target audience? You know, is this an advertising and marketing conference? Is this a banking conference? It is a social media conference. That's really, or social media event. That's really the centerpiece of all the conversations. That's what kind of melds everything together. So whether you're an educator, whether you work in the public sector, you are a politician who's looking to understand and how to communicate with your constituents a little bit more, or a marketer who's coming up with new innovations and new campaigns to reach your consumers, or you're just a kid who just loves being on Instagram, you want to figure out how can I utilize this to kind of, you know, increase my own personal brand, that all of these conversations are kind of brought together by social media, and that's, I think, what makes us a bit different.
And how many events are there running throughout the week next week?
Goodness, we have probably over 50 events happening throughout the city of Johannesburg. So most of our events will be happening at the Wits Theater and the Wits Amphitheater in Bromfontein, but the Branson Center of Entrepreneurship will be doing quite a bit of talks as well. There'll be some things at the Liberty Africa space for the youth market. There's some things happening in Melville. I know the guys from Ogilvy are going to be doing some things with WeChat in their offices in Bryanston. So it's really a proper sort of citywide initiative.
WeChat's an interesting one because when people think social media, they tend to think, you know, the big three, WhatsApp, Facebook, Twitter, but there's always room for new competitors to start moving in, isn't there, and new platforms?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you ask, and I'm not going to quote, don't quote me on it because I am on a podcasting show, but I don't work for WeChat, but I understand that they don't necessarily consider themselves a social media platform per se. But I think that's another thing, that one of the challenges that I think we faced in bringing this event to market is that when people hear social media, the first thing they think of, okay, I'm not on Facebook, or my company's not on Facebook, I'm not on Twitter, so how does this really pertain to me? I don't think you can have an event that just focuses around three key platforms for an entire week. I think we're really looking at how technology, because all these social media platforms are powered by technology. technology, how it's making us more social.
I was going to say, because today, I mean, we've seen a virtual fitting room which uses a connector to work out whether a pair of trousers is going to suit you, and we've seen examples of connected vending machines and so on. I mean, that's not what people think of as social media, is it? At all?
No, not at all. I think we need to change that notion of what we consider to be social media. You have the players who were there in the beginning, and those who've come and those who've gone. That's what makes this time so exciting, because you could be on top 1 minute and someone else could come up with a really groundbreaking disruptive technology that completely changes the game, and it changes what our traditional notion of social media really is. So as things are moving at this speed, we have to constantly keep up with that and broaden our minds and be open to think, yes, social media doesn't necessarily have to mean, you know, the big three, you know, the Facebooks, the Twitters, and the Instagrams. These things are changing constantly. How could even traditional websites become more social? I think that's really the future of even corporate regular sites. You know, how do you incorporate social platforms within an existing website without having to go to one of the more established platforms?
Just thinking about reasons for coming to Johannesburg, I read something last week, I think, where it said that whilst obviously not many South Africans are on social media yet because of connectivity issues and penetration of devices and so on, those that are amongst the most prolific in the world. I mean, does that tally with what you've seen here?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, look, we as people are communicators, you know. I don't think wherever you are, when you give someone a tool and access to share an idea or express themselves or connect with different communities or friends or family and so forth, they're going to take advantage of that. And I think it's interesting. South Africa's definitely, if you want to compare South Africa to other markets around the world, that yes, because of those connectivity issues, maybe you don't have the numbers. But people have grasped pretty quickly technology, specifically on their phones, you know, and I think that's moving at speeds much faster than what we're seeing in other parts of the world. And that's something that I think is really quite interesting to explore specifically within this context.
I mean, do you find, are the conversations you're having around Social Media Week here, are they different to the ones you would have had in New York or Barcelona or London?
Absolutely. I actually produced an event in London last year for the London Social Media Week event, and I've been to the New York events, and obviously the conversations are very different. South Africa's in a really different time, you know, in its history, and then also in the more people are connected, what does that really mean? I mean, Alan Knott Craig Jr. will be doing a talk on the first day of what does it mean to provide broadband access to wider communities. You know, I think sometimes you have tech groups that speak to themselves constantly. There are tons of tech events I see that are happening in the South African market, and everyone knows each other. Everyone sees each other, you know. So how can we expand that? What happens when a larger net of the community become connected? How can we then understand, okay, their process of maybe being new to these technologies, and how can that allow brands who are servicing them to service them better? And even, you know, help them to understand what type of job opportunities can kind of come from that, to ultimately, in a larger scheme of things, grow the internet economy and the overall economy here in South Africa.
One sort of related question. I mean, when people think of digital innovation in South Africa, they tend to think of Cape Town. What brought you to Johannesburg instead?
This question comes up on a regular basis. I feel like I should probably come up with like a staple response to this. I was in Cape Town, and that's the first thing everyone asks, why aren't you bringing it here? And obviously, yes, there's no denying that there are some of the top best sort of startups and tech companies based in Cape Town. But you can't deny the level of exchange between Cape Town and Johannesburg. People are constantly sort of moving back and forth between both cities. You know, the tech companies there are coming to Johannesburg to do business and back and forth. I don't want to look at this as an either or. Now, it's the first time that this event is coming to South Africa. It doesn't stop the Cape Town community to come over to Joburg and have some exchanges here. And it's just a simple plane right away. We have discounts on South African Airways to make it easy and affordable. So why not look at it from that perspective of, you know, I think the opportunities for Joburg are enormous as well.
And of the events coming up next week, then any particular highlights that if people are going to go to one event from Social Media Week, they shouldn't miss this?
Are you going to force me to come up with one? I can't. I cannot do that. You're going to get me in trouble with
is
my
like
speakers
choosing favorite children.
Yeah, no, I can't do that. But I will say I have a lot that I'm really excited about. We have John Montgomery, who's the group the CEO of Group M in New York, who's born and raised in South Africa, helped to launch Mindshare South Africa, ran over Ogilvy, you know, Ogilvy One in Cape Town, and Ogilvy here in Johannesburg, and went over to the Netherlands and worked at Ogilvy in the Netherlands, and has been in the States for the past 10 years. This is just his history. But he's coming over on Monday to do a whole talk on the Internet of Things, and I think that's something that these guys shared today at the presentation about what happens when our refrigerators are connected, our doorknobs are connected to help us to get through. We don't need keys. We can just basically type something on an app and our door automatically opens. What does that mean, A, for making life a little bit easier and interesting for consumers, but also in the data that's being collected along that process? And unpacking really all of these things, as we are more socially connected people, we're putting out more data and more information that then companies can then understand who we are, how to provide better products and services for us. So he's going to be kicking off the week with those talks, which I think are going to be quite interesting. I'm really looking forward to what Lee Naker is going to be doing around digital cities on that day as well. You know, just what does that mean to be a digital city? What does it mean to be a smart city? And how all of these kind of various elements of technologies can be incorporated into our day-to-day lives from that perspective. Goodness, we have a whole other talk on kind of building the future generation of digital talent. You want to talk about what are some South Africa-specific conversations that are going to be had. The youth market here makes up such a huge percentage of the population in South Africa. The digital world is another industry that when I was graduating from university I'm not going to tell you how many years ago, these jobs never existed. And it's really exciting to say there are new skills that are required now. And young people who are already connected on technologies anyway, how can they utilize that to create new businesses for themselves, to train themselves properly for other areas of business, for job opportunities and so forth. So we're going to have speakers from a number of different organizations and universities who are training the next generation of digital talent for these corporations and HR representatives and people who are looking for smart young talent, but they just don't know where to find them. These are the guys who are training them and really kind of giving a vision of what the future of South Africa will look like. That's just a taste. And but you asked me, I can go on and on, but I don't think we have that much time.
Just one final question then. I mean, are you looking at all at the sort of negative sides of social media as well? And I don't know if you saw, but the latest issue of The Economist, for example, has a study which suggests that consumers in the US are starting to react to data collection and they're very aware of not giving companies too much information and starting to feel a little like things are becoming a bit intrusive. Is that a line that you kind of touch on at all?
Yeah, no, we have a whole series of talks around privacy specifically and what that really means. I think for companies who are gathering this data, they need to be sensitive to those things. We do have two presentations that will be focusing specifically on you know, privacy issues, what consumers are comfortable with and what they aren't, and how companies can sort of get around that a bit. Also kind of looking at the attention deficit society that we have Quentin George coming over from San Francisco, also born and raised in South Africa, but has been in the States for 14 years, giving a talk on, yes, we're in a world of where people's attention spans are getting shorter and shorter and shorter. What does that mean for the content that we're engaging with? Creating quality content, whether you are a journalist or a publisher or a television producer or you're an advertiser, we're all competing for the same eyeballs. So I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing that our attention spans are getting shorter, but how do we kind of work around that? So I think, and naturally, because of the range of conversations we're going to be having, there'll be some really interesting kind of controversial topics and things that'll come up along the way.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for your time, Sherry. Thanks a lot.
No problem. Thanks for having me. Hope to see you next week. Yeah?
Certainly will.
Okay.
Cheers.
The HTXT AfriCast is sponsored by Neotel, South Africa's first converged communications network operator. Neotel, inspiring possibilities.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.